This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. People displaced by Hurricane Katrina are making their way to shelters across the country. My colleague Alex Chadwick visited one church-run facility here in Los Angeles, which is now home to dozens of evacuees.
Madeline, I've come out here to a place called the Dream Center. This is a rehab clinic in the Echo Park neighborhood and area of Los Angeles. It's a place for gang members and drunks and drug addicts and street people, and now these evacuees from Louisiana and the whole Gulf Coast area. This is the site of an old hospital, and this is the center where they're bringing the evacuees, and there are volunteers here unloading trucks of food and also bags of clothing and all kinds of things. One volunteer, David, told us what people had been bringing in.
TV, VCRs, food, clothing, cash, checks, everything imaginable to bring in. Everything.
There's a tree-shaded area and some picnic tables and a family sitting there playing Monopoly. Could I just get your name and where are you from?
New Orleans, Shawanda Williams.
And what about you, young lady?
Sierra Williams from New Orleans.
How old are you?
7.
Where did you stay when the storm hit?
Well, we stayed at our house for the storm, but the next day when the water had got higher, it was time for us to leave. So we left and they told everybody to go to the convention center. And we went to the convention center. They had thousands of people there, and ain't nobody noted that people were supposed to be at the convention center. The police, nobody didn't know. So we walked to the interstate, the I-10 interstate, and they had a man rolled up on a bridge, and he saw us with all the children and stuff. And he was like, he went to look for his 15-year-old and his 19-year-old, and he was like, he couldn't leave us with all the children, so he gave us a ride to Baton Rouge.
The children are from the Williams family. And there's a Taisha Blackwell and a Miss Thomas. Where do you live in New Orleans?
We live in downtown New Orleans. We live in the Iberville Housing Development, 4 blocks from the French Quarters. And the water was up to my chest. And I'm 5'8".
So what are you going to do now?
We're going to try and stay out here and try and find a life and get better education, better life for our kids. My concern is just to make sure all the kids are safe, get education, and we try and find somewhere to live for all of us, a place for us to stay.
Do you want to stay here or do you want to go back to New Orleans?
No, we don't want to go back. If we go back, it's only to visit our grandmother. If we could, we would love to stay out here.
On the sidewalk coming in here, we ran into a man named Benny Baxter. He's 37 years old, a white man. He says he's from Metairie, Louisiana, which is right outside New Orleans, just a couple of miles from the city line. And this was his story.
I ain't never been to war, but it was, I guess, the closest thing to going to war as I could ever go to. It was scary, unbelievable. The water got to the gutters of the house.
Right up to the roof?
The roof. The whole house was under the water. Only thing above water was the roof, where the gutter's at.
So was that, were you up on the roof?
Yeah, we got up on the roof. I mean, that was the only thing we could do.
How long were you up there? I mean, it must have been nighttime by then.
Yeah, it was probably, I'm going to say, I don't know, it gets dark around 8. I'm going to say it was probably 9:30, 10 o'clock when it happened. So we couldn't sleep, so we stayed up there all night till the sun came up. When the sun came up, we seen a bunch of helicopters, like military.
Yeah.
So I told my buddy, I said, don't worry about it. I said, they're going to come get us off the roof. We're going to be all right, you know. I said, if it ain't the helicopters, they see us, because we was taking our shirts off. And one of my buddies even set his shirt on fire, you know, trying to make a smoke signal. So I told him, don't worry about burning the house down. It was too much water. It couldn't burn down. And nobody came. Nobody. No boats, no nothing. Nobody came.
How long?
All that day.
All that day you waited?
All that day.
And you were signaling helicopters?
Yes, signaling helicopters. They were flying overhead. They would make a loop. I mean, it was just, they were everywhere, like birds in the sky. Nobody came. Nothing.
Did you have any water? Did you have any food?
Nothing. I was drinking rainwater.
All right, so the end of the first day, what happened? How many of you are on the roof?
5 of us.
And what happened at the end of the first day?
The water started receding, and when it got down back, I think it was above the tires on a car. I seen it was above the tires on a car, and that's when we decided to get off. So what we did was we took our belts, the guys that had belts, we took our belts off and we looped it around each other. So, you know what I'm saying? Like a string, like a line, just held each other. So we was all connected together.
Safety line.
Safety line.
Get you together.
Right, and we walked to the airport.
How far was that?
I'm going to say three and a half miles. Somebody picked us up and brought us to Loyola exit in the interstate, I-10, and then we hitchhiked from there to La Place, where I had left my vehicle at a friend's house because they talked me into bringing it up there in case a tree fell on or whatever because I didn't have no insurance on it.
Yeah.
And drove to Baton Rouge and started looking for a place to stay. Couldn't find no shelter. All the Red Cross places were full. We slept in the car the first night that we got to Baton Rouge. Then we went and found a shelter at a Stroma Baptist Church.
And they flew you out here?
No, these people here, this Dream Center people come got us.
Yeah. So you're an electrician.
Yes, sir.
So what are you going to do now, man?
Mr. Alex, I'm hoping that I can go to work. I'm an electrician. I want to work. You know, I'm a supervisor. I had a good job. I was making $25 an hour, you know.
Are you trying to make any plans right now, or are you just trying to sit still and do nothing?
No, I don't want to sit still. No, I'm not sitting still and doing nothing. That's not me. No, I want to make some plans. I went and bought a newspaper a little while ago and looked in the classifieds, see what kind of, you know, ads that they got in the paper, see how many electrician ads they had in the paper, just to... And don't everybody want to come to California? You know, don't everybody want to come to Los Angeles? You know, they brought us to a Dodgers game last night, you know, and I'm sitting there and I'm watching a lot of these people that came from Louisiana with me, you know, and they drinking their beer and they laughing, they joking. I don't think nothing's funny, you know. I don't think it's a vacation out here. I look over, I see the Hollywood sign. Yeah, it looks cool, you know. I didn't want to come out here and see it like this. Me and my friend David was just talking about 2 months ago about coming out here. So, I mean, when people ask me what I'm going to do, I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah, I want to have a plan. I want to go to work, you know. But I want to go home, too. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be, you know, not like this. Not like this, you know, not like this.
For Day to Day, this is Alex Chadwick at the Dream Center, where evacuees from the Gulf Coast crisis are arriving in Los Angeles.
Trying to wash us away.